That is correct.
See, there you go, Mike. That's why I say be patient. Somebody will be able to help you. If I knew the 706 better, I could tell you exactly what to do, but I have a 7000, which is probably very similar, but it's been sitting on a shelf for about 10-12 years, so I need to get that thing back in running order, get it back into mobile. All right, Brian, well, thank you for checking in. Thank you for giving Mike a hand there sometime tonight, and hopefully get him squared away and get that radio on the air. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and thank you as well for participating Saturday. Thank everybody for participating Saturday, and Rich and I are not taking credit for that. Yes, we got the ball rolling. Yes, we organized the get-together, but the day of, that wasn't us. That was definitely the team. So much appreciated for everybody that put in their time and effort that day and Friday, and then after the Ham Fest, you know, yeah, it all adds up. So definitely a team effort. All right, next we have KF9WW. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
KF9WW. Good evening, Kurt and everyone. Well, I wasn't able to attend the Ham Fest for other reasons, and I felt that I needed to have some good things, so I went and ordered a new radio, and it came today. So I have a new Yaesu FM150R, and I've been spending time this afternoon trying to string the power cord and run the antenna lead down to the switch box and trying to get everything ready so I can get another run up to the attic and hopefully try this thing out within the next day or so. But looks like it's going to be fun. So I'm still trying to figure out how to get it hooked up. Then I'll try and figure out how to program it.
Well, that's a nice radio, and that's new enough. You could use a computer if you have to, but you know, I'm a proponent. Learn how to program it with the face if you can. Oh, excuse me. Believe it or not, it's no whiskey tonight. Nope. But anyway, yeah. So what's your plan with that radio? You just wanted a nice, because I believe that's just an analog dual band, yes?
Yes, because, you know, the plans for the fusion radios, so they'll be tied up in other aspects, and I wanted to have something free and clear, not dual-purposed, and that'll occupy the right side of the radio desk.